Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. You know, folks, one of the fun things I get to do in my work is I get to spend a lot of time with chambers of commerce. And I love chambers of commerce. You know that I do. You know how much I support chambers. You know how off, you know how out of control I am when it comes to supporting chambers. And one of the things I get to do when I hang out with them is meet really cool people from other parts of the world. And in August, when I was at the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Convention in Louisville, Kentucky, I met one of those guys, one of those really cool guys from other parts of the world. Connor Healy, ladies and gentlemen, is the Chief Executive Officer of the County Cork Chamber of Commerce. And he is, and we got to know each other a little bit. We weren't able to get him scheduled on the show at that time, but we've rescheduled him. He's here now, all the way from Cork, Ireland, to talk to us about what's going on over there on the other side of the pond. Connor Healy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to talk to you again.
Good, and thank you for that great introduction.
Well, I'll tell you, it's fun having you here. It's great to have you here. I'm proud of the good work you're doing there in County Cork. Now, talk to us a little bit about Ireland. A lot of people maybe they don't think about it, but maybe they know about it, but there actually are two Irelands, aren't there?
Well, there are, I suppose, for the last while, particularly the last couple of years, I suppose, from a business perspective, and particularly in the media, the news and, I suppose, the messaging hasn't been great. You know, there's been a lot of challenges that we've had over here from a business point of view.
But politically speaking, there are two Irelands.
Politically speaking,
Northern Ireland and Republic of Ireland.
Part of the United Kingdom, and then there's also the Republic of Ireland, which is where I'm based. Yes, that's
right.
Absolutely correct. Yeah. And in the Republic of Ireland, where I'm from in Cork, we're the second city in Ireland, with Dublin being the capital.
And you're in the southeast corner of the country, aren't you?
We're in the very southwest tip
southwest.
Of the island
okay.
of Ireland. That's
yeah.
right. That's right.
And it's a beautiful part of the world. Okay, so what's going on in Ireland these days?
Well, as I was saying, it's been a tough couple of years, you know, and maybe I'll give just some context for your listeners and maybe put it in terms of what's happened in the past and maybe talk a little bit about where we are now and where we're getting to into the future. I think it's been pretty well documented, the challenges that we have had, you know, back over the last 3 to 4 years. I suppose we essentially had, you know, a classic property and housing bubble. And all those challenges that come with that from a banking perspective in terms of overcommitment into the property sector, from a
right.
government revenue perspective in terms of tax revenues being largely driven from or overly driven from that particular sector. Unfortunately, that particular bubble didn't last. It burst at a very difficult time,
right.
and it burst at a time globally when the financial sector was having huge challenges. It posed consequently huge challenges for our banking system, and I suppose from an economic perspective you could say that we had the perfect storm of economic challenges
right.
a few years
and
ago.
So where is the country, where is the Republic of Ireland right now economically?
Well, we're getting back there, you know, those particular challenges saw our GDP fall by about 17%, tax go down, tax take by about one third, and unemployment grow. But, you know, and that culminated in November 2010 when we had to engage with the European Union and with the IMF and essentially take a bailout to assist
right.
our economy here. And,
right.
and I suppose that was a turning point for us, Jim, in that,
mm-hmm.
you know, we had some serious challenges which we had to face up to. We had
and,
to take
and,
some.
And
help.
Have you done
and
that? Do you feel, measures, you feel that?
Really
do you feel
measures.
That? Do you feel that unlike Greece and maybe even France, you guys have taken your medicine, so to speak?
have, absolutely, and that's what's really turning for us now, Jim, are the positives out of that. We've had a couple of very tough years. We've got some tough times still coming, but we're now seeing the benefits starting to come through. We hit our first GDP growth in 2011. Our exports were never stronger. Our inward investment sector is going really, really well. And, you know, it is looking really, really good. And I suppose what we're working towards now is, you know, as the global economy over the next couple of years starts to get back in track a little bit, that we're really going to be well positioned to benefit from that.
And with a lot of lessons behind you, right?
A lot of lessons behind us, but we're no different to many others, Jim. I think that's an important point. And I suppose, you know, if you look across Europe now and further afield in the world, and the US is also having its challenges right now, you know, places like Greece, Italy, Spain, and even, you know, very large economies like France and Germany aren't without their challenges. So we're happy that, look, we've recognized our problems. As you said, we've taken our pain and our medicine early, and we're hoping to see the benefits of that really soon.
Hold on to that thought, Connor. We'll come right back, folks, after these messages. I'm going to ask Connor what goes on in the Chamber of Commerce in Ireland. How does it work, and how are they helping the economy? 22. Connor Healy's our guest. He's in Ireland. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.